Good afternoon. Well, some of the students will remember that during our freshman speech class with Mr. Booker, the girls were separate from the guys, and the girls all gave their speeches in one room, and Mrs. Rushton listened to them. And our speeches were supposed to be 8 minutes long. She was going to wave her hand when it was 7 minutes so that we could wind it up. I never saw her hand, and instead of speaking 8 minutes, I spoke for 22 minutes. So I'll try to keep this short. To be honest, I feel funny. I'm going to share a little bit about my experience with MBBI and then speak a little bit to our class. It feels funny because the 3 years really have gone by so quickly, and I feel like I know less than when I came. So I'm excited to see what God does in these next years and excited to see what he does with all of us in our class. When we came on to campus, we were strangers. We didn't know each other, and as time went on, we got to know the different personalities in our class, to bond together, to have fun times together, like JB quoting Mr. Doherty, senior sneak, and so many fun memories, more than I can stand here and talk about right now. And we each impacted each other in so many different ways, not only as seniors in my class, but the juniors and the freshmen. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And we've impacted each other's lives in ways that we might not realize. I know each one of you has meant so much to me. And you never know who's watching and who's learning from you when you don't think you're teaching things. So thank you for each of the personalities that you add to our class. Like I said, we've grown and been stretched. And another thing that's meant so much to me is the testimony of the staff. We have an awesome staff here at MBBI, and I'm so thankful for each one of them. There were times I'd go home in the summer, and it's easy to get stuck in a rut when you're home. Here, when you're at the school year, you're in God's Word all the time. You're surrounded by Christian friends. But when you're home, it's easy to get in the workplace and kind of get stuck in a rut or drift or backslide. And there were times, honestly, that I thought back to the testimonies of staff and conversations that we had, and I was so thankful for those conversations because I knew that it's the testimony of God in each one of the staff members' lives that makes them the way that they are. And that encouraged and strengthened me. And as we're leaving MBBI, we have all of these friends that we're thankful for, that we've grown with, but it's not our trust in friends, and it's not our trust in the staff that's going to get us through. It's our trust in God. So I'd like to read a few verses. They're pretty common, but they've meant a lot to me, so just pretend like you haven't heard them before. Proverbs 3:5-7 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." I'm excited to see where God leads us, as it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And many have said that the years of Bible school were the best years of their life, but through God's grace, may we say that the best years are yet to come.